ethereal image with doe-like eyes. "Nope," the professor answered. "Nor like that one, either." He jabbed a thumb toward a slimy, tentacled monster from the War of the Worlds. The host sighed mightily. "Probably they look like my mother-in-law." Christmas Eve. Jamie and Dex had spent an exhausting day setting up the four cameras they had brought with them at different locations in the cleft, photographing everything in sight and then moving the cameras to another location time and again. "I feel like some apprentice flunky to the assistant photographer on a movie set," Dex grumbled. "You and me both, pal," said Jamie. After spending all morning photographing, Jamie activated the VR equipment on his helmet and took a long, slow tour through the building, floor by floor, until he was on the roof once again. Dex went with him and stood by the walls and in the centers of the various rooms to give the watchers an idea of each chamber's scale. Finally, as the sun neared the southwestern horizon, Jamie turned off the VR rig and they started back down to the ground floor. "We're assuming this was a dwelling of some sort," Jamie heard himself saying to Dex, thinking out loud. "Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was a storage area, like a warehouse or a grain storage center." "Or a religious site," Dex added. "There doesn't seem to be any evidence of furniture or utensils," Jamie went on. "The kinds of things you would expect to find where people actually lived and worked." "Maybe it was a fortress," Dex suddenly suggested. "You know, like a castle. Maybe they came up here to hide out from enemies." Jamie had already thought of that possibility. There would still be some evidence of their living here. Some furniture or pottery or something. "Yeah," Dex agreed as they walked back to the rectangular opening in the roof. "A broken spear or two. Arrowheads, spear points." "Maybe it was a religious shrine," Dex repeated. "Maybe," Jamie said, getting down onto his knees so he could lower himself to the next floor. "Nothing that looks like an altar, though," Dex said. Hanging by both hands, Jamie lowered himself until he felt his boots touch the floor. Then Dex did the same, and they started for the next opening that led to the ground. "Not even a crumb," Dex grumbled. "Might be hidden in the dust," Jamie said. "Once we start brushing the dust away, we might find something." Dex was silent until they got to the ground floor. As they walked slowly, tiredly, toward the low doorway that led outside, he said, "The thing is, we're thinking of this in human terms. These people weren't humans, they were Martians."
"Alien."
"Right."
"Maybe they didn't have altars or religious shrines," Jamie said. "Maybe they didn't need fortresses and didn't have to make arrowheads or spears."
"Maybe," Dex agreed.
Jamie thought about it as he helped Dex strap into the climbing harness. "Then we don't even know what we should be looking for, do we?" he mused. Dex pushed off the rim and dangled in the harness, twisting slowly.
"Might be nothing here to find."
"That's hard to believe."
"Unless..."
Jamie watched as Dex began to rise slowly out of sight.
"Unless what?" he called.
"Unless this place is so friggin' old that anything less solid than the stone walls has crumbled away."
Jamie stood alone on the rim of the rock cleft and thought about that until Dex finally sent the harness back for him.
"There's a Christmas present on its way to you," Rodriguez said, a lopsided grin on his swarthy, square-jawed face. Jamie was in the cockpit checking in with the base while Dex microwaved their dinner packages.
"What do you mean, a Christmas present?"
"It's Christmas Eve."
"So Santa's bringing you a present." The astronaut's dark eyes sparkled.
"What?"
"Hold one," said Rodriguez. His image winked off and the screen showed Stacy Dejurova instead. The picture was grainy, a little washed out. It looked to Jamie as if Stacy was driving one of the rovers.
"Ho, ho, ho," said Dejurova in the deepest tone her voice could reach. "I am your official Father Christmas."
Jamie had to smile at that.
"Where's your beard?"
"Never mind trivialities. In all your planning for this excursion, you forgot that you would be out there on Christmas Day, didn't you?"
"I guess I did," Jamie admitted.
"Our schedule calls for a day of rest, a holiday. No work tomorrow."
With a rueful grin, Jamie asked, "Do DiNardo and his committee know that?"
"DiNardo made a point of emphasizing it," Dejurova said. "He is a Catholic priest, remember?"
"That's right."
So we are bringing you a present. Stacy allowed a slight smile to curve her lips.
We?
Fuchida and Hall are in this rover with me. We are heading for your site.
No kidding. Jamie turned halfway in a seat.
Dex, did you hear that?
We're getting company.
Dex hurried up to the cockpit and slid into the other chair.
Right.
Dezhurova raised her voice to get his attention.
Wait, there's more. We are carrying with us your Christmas dinners.
Soybean turkey and fake cranberry sauce, Dex groused.
No, 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 Dezhurova cried. Real turkey and real cranberry sauce. The special dinners were packed aboard by Mission Control before we left Earth.
Who the hell did that? Dex wondered.
It was a surprise for all of us. The information about the dinners was in today's mission schedule,
Dezhurova went on.
I saw it this morning when I went into the daily sked.
A Christmas surprise, Jamie said.
For everyone. They didn't know, Antarawa, that you two would be away from the dome on Christmas Day. So we are bringing your dinners to you.
Company for Christmas, Dex beamed happily.
We'd better clean up the place if company's going to drop in.
Vijay stood behind Rodriguez watching as Stacy told Dex and Jamie about the Christmas surprise. She had thought about going out to the canyon with the others, but that would leave Rodriguez and Craig by themselves for the holiday. Tommy couldn't leave the dome with his hand still on the mend, and Vijay realized that she should stay close to her patient, just in case. Besides, Rodriguez and Trudy had become a twosome, and now that she had gone to the canyon to help with exploring the ruins, Tommy had a woeful, hangdog look about him. Christmas without his girlfriend was going to be pretty sad for him. She knew that was a good reason to stay, but not her real reason. She knew that she was afraid to be out there with both Jamie and Dex, afraid of the tensions it would raise, the trouble it could cause. The two alpha males seemed to be getting along fairly well by themselves. No sense stirring up their hormones.
Or mine, she admitted to herself.
Jamie went to sleep that night thinking that tomorrow morning would be Christmas and they were going to have company. Three friendly faces added to their holiday. It's lonesome out here, he realized, staring at the curving metal overhead. With nobody but Dex, it's like being a cowboy out on the range in the old days. The work is fine and exciting, but at night, when you gather around the old campfire, a few more friends will be welcome. Hall and Fuchida will stay, according to the plan Dezhurova explained to him. Dex and I will move to their rover, and the four of us will work on the village. Stacy will drive the old clunker back to the dome.
Shouldn't call it an old clunker. It's served us very well. It's been great for us.
He closed his eyes and saw Vijay, naked, glistening with sweat, warm and soft and yielding in his arms. Wish she were coming, too. He turned his head and saw Dex lying on his bunk, hands laced behind his head, staring into the shadows. I'll bet he's thinking about her, too. Good thing she isn't coming. Some Christmas it would be, with the two of us ready to tear out each other's throats over her. No, she's smart not to come here. Dex and I are just starting to understand one another. If she were here, all that would be wrecked. Still, he glanced at Dex once again. He's thinking about her, too. I'll bet money on that. As if he sensed Jamie's thoughts, Dex turned on his bunk toward Jamie.
How old do you think that building is? He asked.
Jamie propped himself up on one elbow.
I don't know. I get the feeling that it's really old, older than anything on Earth. But that's just a feeling, a hunch. We don't have any evidence yet.
His fingers still twined behind his head, Dex said,
There's something screwy here. It just doesn't add up.
What doesn't?
All our heat flow measurements show that Mars is a lot younger than anybody thought, geologically, I mean.
Jamie nodded in the shadows.
I mean, the Tharsis volcanoes were active until only a few tens of millions of years ago. The planet's interior is a lot hotter than we expected, right?
Right, said Jamie.
But the planet's too frigging small for all that, Dex complained. It should have cooled off a long time earlier.
According to the accepted theories, yes, Jamie admitted. But when the theories don't match up with the observations...
And now this building. You think it's a million years old? Older? Shaking his head, Jamie said, I don't know.